So if you are running a B2B operation in, say, 2025, you know this feeling, this lead generation frustration. You're out there, you're chasing qualified accounts, but the noise, it's just deafening. Finding those high-value prospects who are actually ready to convert feels less like science and, I don't know, more like luck.
It is absolutely true. And in this kind of environment, every single marketing dollar has to, perform double duty. The difference between scaling up successfully and just treading water, it often comes down to finding a demand gen partner who delivers not just traffic, but sustained
And
growth,
real trust in the brand.
real brand trust. And this is the most important part, actionable data, data that leads directly to sales.
And that's really what we're here to do today. We want to give you that shortcut, cut through all the promises and really spotlight the agencies that are, I think, fundamentally changing the B2B growth game. We've gone through the source material to find the leaders, but first, let's just make sure we have the foundation right. For anyone listening, when we say demand generation company, what does that actually mean?
Fundamentally, these are specialized agencies. Their entire purpose is to create and then nurture measurable interest in a B2B product or
Okay,
service.
create and nurture.
And crucially, they operate across the entire buyer's journey. So they aren't just selling something, they're strategically guiding a potential client from the moment they realize they have a problem.
That's the awareness phase.
That's awareness all the way through consideration and then finally to the point of conversion.
So we're not just talking about like a single content blast or one PPC campaign. This is infrastructure.
It's entirely infrastructure. To pull this off, they have to deploy a whole array of tactics. We're talking deep SEO strategy, sophisticated content marketing, targeted digital ads, email nurture
The
campaigns,
whole nine yards.
the whole thing, and specialized social media outreach. The outcome they're hired for is high-quality lead capture and qualification, making sure that by the time a prospect actually lands with the sales team, they're already engaged, educated, and ready to talk specifics.
Okay, let's unpack that a little. How do they actually engineer that journey? Because it sounds like this really intricate blend of strategy, tech, and creative stuff all has to work as one system.
That's the definition of modern demand gen. It all starts with strategic clarity. The best agencies, they never start with the creative. They start with the ideal customer profile, the ICP, and these really detailed buyer personas.
So they're defining who to reach.
Exactly who they need to reach, what that person's problems are, and where they spend their time online. That initial clarity dictates everything else that comes after.
And that makes sense. If you know your ideal customer is, say, a busy executive, that persona drives a specific kind of content. Maybe it's short, high-value video in a specific platform.
Precisely. And that leads us right into the technology stack. This is where these agencies really, really distinguish themselves. We aren't just talking about website widgets here. We're talking about sophisticated marketing automation platforms, real-time data analytics, and robust CRM integrations.
Okay, so what's the strategic point of those tools? Because if I'm listening, I probably already have a CRM. Why do I need an agency's tech stack hooked into mine?
Well, the integration is critical. It's what enables what we call closed-loop reporting. An elite agency won't just show you clicks. They'll show you how their specific SEO tweak or that one piece of content led to a prospect entering the funnel,
I see.
moving to a qualified lead, and ultimately converting into actual revenue. That comprehensive tracking, it allows for real-time optimization, improves ROI down to the dollar.
So they're constantly testing.
Constantly testing channels, content types, everything, maximizing performance based on hard data, not just, assumptions.
That ability to pivot so quickly based on real-time numbers, that must be where those huge results, like the 5,000% conversion boost we saw in the sources, come from. It's that constant data-driven tinkering.
Absolutely. And if you look a little further down the road, this whole process directly enables more advanced strategies like account-based marketing or ABM, which is a major future trend. ABM isn't about casting a wide net for leads. It's about treating the target account like a market of one. The demand gen company uses that integrated tech stack to deliver hyper-personalized content to every key decision maker within that single high-value account.
So if the tech is the engine and strategy is the map, let's talk benefits. For a B2B organization that decides to outsource this, why partner up instead of trying to build it all in-house?
The benefits are pretty compelling, usually in three main areas. First, it's just pipeline acceleration and scale. These companies are built to generate demand way faster than an in-house team that's, struggling with resources.
Okay, so speed.
Speed, And second, they drastically improve lead quality. Their qualification processes are just so rigorous, which means your sales team spends its time talking to people who are genuinely ready to buy.
Yeah.
That dramatically boosts conversion rates.
And the third one, you touched on it earlier, is access.
Yes, access. A mid-market or even an enterprise company, it would be incredibly expensive and time-consuming for them to acquire, integrate, and maintain a full suite of these advanced marketing technologies.
Plus the people to run them.
And the team expertise to run them, exactly. By partnering, you're essentially renting that massive tech stack and all the proven processes that come with it. You immediately level up your capabilities.
It's a huge value proposition. So if I'm listening and I'm convinced I'm ready to find a partner, what should I be looking for? Beyond the, you know, glossy case studies, how do I find the right fit?
You need to scrutinize their process more than their promises. Look for measurable results, of course, but demand genuinely transparent reporting. If they can't clearly articulate how their effort turned into your revenue, they aren't using the right technology.
I think that industry focus you mentioned before has to be key too.
Absolutely vital.
Yeah.
An agency that understands, say, the regulatory landscape of healthcare or the super complex sales cycle in manufacturing will always outperform a generalist.
Makes sense.
You should scrutinize their own tech stack. Are they using cutting-edge tools built for optimization, or are they relying on basic platforms? And finally, evaluate their commitment to continuous improvement. The ideal partner doesn't just execute a plan, they constantly refine the strategy based on the data their tech is collecting.
All right, let's get into the spotlight then. We've segmented the companies from our sources based on what they specialize in. Because like you said, not everyone needs a generalist.
Exactly.
We're going to look at players across the cost spectrum, from these high-touch bespoke services to really focused niche solutions.
And we saw a fascinating mix. Full suite integrators, deep tech consultants, niche specialists focused just on asset creation, and boutique agencies with a really strong industry alignment.
Let's kick off with one of the integrated full suite players that we found was highly effective, Scopic Studios. Their specialization in healthcare, IT services, and manufacturing that suggests they handle complex B2B sales cycles really well.
For sure.
What's the strategic approach there that lets them deliver these huge results?
So Scopic offers that robust, full suite SEO, PPC, content automation, all working in sync. Their standout results often focus on organic growth, which tells me they have a heavy investment in foundational content strategy.
Okay.
I mean, take the waste management company Shapiro. They got them a 345% increase in organic traffic and a 211% boost in conversions. That is not a temporary ad spend spike. That's building long-term self-sustaining demand through search.
Wow.
And that 5,000% conversion rate growth for World Clinic, a telemedicine leader, that shows their ability to optimize these really high-stakes conversion moments.
That kind of organic focus is so critical for sustainability. Now let's flip to the other end of the cost spectrum, where affordability meets specific needs. We have Searchberg. They focus intensely on SEO and web development for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer rates as low as, what, $25 to $49 an hour, and even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
They fill such a vital gap in the market. For smaller businesses, access to high-quality SEO is essential, and Searchberg delivers quick, measurable ROI focused on elevating Google rankings. We saw success stories where they helped health and wellness companies significantly increase their online inquiries, and they delivered fast results for oil and gas firms.
So it can be done on a budget.
Their model proves that, yeah. High-quality foundational demand gen doesn't have to break the bank for companies focused on local or very specific niche growth.
Okay, let's jump across the Atlantic. Two Amsterdam-based firms that highlight specialization in totally different ways. First up, Brain Donors. It's a boutique agency focused on maximizing ROI and transparency for e-commerce and financial services.
Brain Donors is a great example of performance-driven marketing. Their niche is marrying detailed strategy with just total campaign transparency. They helped a lighting product company get a 150% increase in online sales while simultaneously lowering the cost per acquisition.
That's the key. Not just more sales, but more efficient sales.
That's efficiency, exactly. They also showed how a strong strategic partner can boost the profile of other agencies, delivering a 1,500% boost in brand awareness for one collaborator through focused SEO and PPC.
And speaking of specialized focus, let's pivot completely to asset creation. Video is. It's arguably the single most important B2B demand gen asset right now.
It really is.
We found two key players here. Promotion in LA, known for massive scale, serving giants like Pfizer and NASA with over 7,000 videos created.
And then you have 7030.studio based in Ukraine, which focuses purely on explainer videos that are tied directly to measurable outcomes.
And that's critical.
It is. Video has to be integrated into the funnel, not just, you know, thrown up on YouTube. Their approach generated a 37% increase in applications and leads for a specific lead gen company. The big takeaway here is that targeted professional video converts better than almost any other content format right now. And you can see that in the 29-fold increase in website order clicks for one of their digital agency clients.
That moves us away from pure marketing and more towards deep tech solutions. Let's look at the UK-based tech consultancy and product studio, Digirite. They're working with these huge, complex organizations, Channel 4, NHS, CERN, and their focus is on custom AI and digital transformation.
Digirite operates at a very high level of technical sophistication. That explains their $25,000 plus minimum project size.
Right.
When you talk about demand generation for the future, you have to talk about AI. Their custom AI application for a consumer research firm resulted in a 30% increase in segmentation accuracy.
Now, for the listener, why does a metric like that matter?
It matters because it means the agency can identify and target the right subgroup of prospects 30% more effectively than before. And that led to a 25% boost in campaign response rates because the message was finally reaching the right eyes.
You're moving from mass marketing to scientific precision.
That's a great way to put it. And next to them, we have Creative Mules, another Amsterdam firm, but they are a strategic design partner for impact-driven organizations, so businesses that prioritize sustainability or social impact.
Connecting values to demand.
Exactly. They focus on branding, UX/UI, web design, and they prove that purpose-driven design can be a powerful demand driver in itself. One of their medical 3D printing clients saw a 40% jump in website traffic and 30% more client inquiries right after Creative Mules handled their rebrand and digital assets. It just shows that clarity in design and a strong connection to purpose can significantly accelerate the top of the funnel.
Okay, finally, let's turn back to optimization.
Yeah.
We have Mojo Media in Toronto, and they specialize in conversion-optimized WordPress websites.
Right, so they're specialists in turning the web traffic you already have into better leads.
Fixing the leaky bucket.
Their redesign for a recruitment agency didn't just look better. It resulted in tripled web traffic and a massive 78% improvement in conversion rates. This just demonstrates the immediate and profound impact that fixing holes in your existing funnel through optimization and user experience can have on your entire sales process.
So if we synthesize all of this, the integrated marketing, the AI segmentation, the conversion-optimized websites, what's the key takeaway for a B2B leader right now?
The synthesis is this. The top demand generation companies, they're not just agencies anymore. They are, in a sense, engineering firms. They succeed by blending robust, data-driven insights with truly innovative, hyper-tailored strategies.
Wow.
They understand that today's B2B prospect demands personalization, and they use technology to deliver that at scale. They're providing these bespoke, data-backed engines for growth, no matter if their niche is content, SEO, or custom AI.
And we've definitely established that choosing the right partner to implement this integrated strategy, one that really focuses on quality metrics and transparent reporting, is essential for B2B pipeline acceleration in this landscape.
Absolutely. And looking ahead, the trends that are defining the future of demand gen, they all center on deepening that personalization. We are going to see a widespread shift toward account-based marketing, moving from sort of a niche strategy to a foundational expectation.
And that's all driven by AI.
It's all driven by AI-powered tools that customize content and outreach in ways we can, you know, barely even imagine today.
That raises a really important question for you, the listener. Are you still running these broad campaigns, just hoping for a response? Or are you embracing the deep data and the specialized partners you need to target those high-value accounts with real precision? That's the strategic challenge we'd encourage you to mull over this week. This episode is brought to you with insights provided by Skopic.